Have you ever sometimes felt like you were falling apart while you're trying to hold it together? I don't know, as I'm driving, that thought process just entered into my mind. Because I'm thinking about this car that I'm driving, which is 20 years old, and it has a transmission issue. So when I am at an incline and the light changes, it takes forever for me to pick up momentum. I mean, Fred Flintstone's car would outrace me at this point. And then once I finally get to a certain point of being on level ground, then finally it'll kick into momentum and then it'll seem like I'm driving like normal. But I'm thinking about the overwhelm of where I am in my life. Just a few minutes ago as I was driving and I thought, oh gosh, you know, the light changed green and I feel like everybody is looking at me driving this car and I'm not an old person. So it's like, what's her issue? What's her excuse? Of course, they have no idea about my transmission. And then I'm thinking like, okay, Lord, I am believing in you. I'm being patient. And I feel like so many things in my life are just a hot mess as I'm trying to get into a better place, a better position. And even though I'm looking at all of these fires that are brewing and burning around me, I also see that it will become more beautiful as time goes on. I mean, here I'm sharing with you about my car and the issues that I have with it. And I live in a place where you need to have transportation. There's no public transportation where I live. So I just grin and bear it. But it does mentally take a toll on me, the need for another car. And then I think about my health, which none of you are aware because I haven't shared, but I've been battling cancer and I've been battling it relatively quietly for the past year and a half. And the modality that I was using, or whatever you want to call it, modality, I guess, I'm going to pivot and go into a different direction because I really need to move on with my life. My life feels like it's been on pause for a very long time, and I feel like I've given this way too much energy and space. And now having a 10-year-old daughter, there's more that I know that life has to offer for the both of us. And me being a single mom, it's up to me. And I just really need to press play instead of staying on pause. And I feel like I've been on pause for a very long time. So I have transportation issues. I have health issues. I have a jacked up job situation even. I mean, I have been brought back at the job that I was a permanent employee for. I've been now a contractor at that same job for longer than I was an employee. I mean, how nuts is it? And I'm just giving you a snippet. I'm probably going to go into the details of that more in depth in a different episode, but I have so many fires burning. It's truly an inferno. And I'm just, as I said, sometimes you feel like you're falling apart while you're holding it all together. And I'm doing the very best that I can. I just want you to be encouraged as you may feel also like you're falling apart while trying to hold it together. And some of you may not even be trying to hold it together. You might just be like, screw it all. Let it all fall where it needs to fall. And I understand that. I get it. It's just for the fact that I am a solo mom and I really don't have all that many people to rely on in certain ways that I have pretty much no choice but to try and hold it together. So I relate with you. I identify with you. I would definitely welcome any feedback that you have. Tell me of a time, or maybe this is the time, where you have felt like everything in your life was falling apart. And if it's in the past and you're in a better spot now, definitely share how you overcame it. And if you're in that season right now, I would definitely love for you to share more of that information with me, because I want to hear from you. I don't want this to just be a one-way street. So until the next time, I hope you stay well and be blessed. Bye.